Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to this New Year's edition of The Boundless Show. I am your host, Lisa Anderson. First to say to you from Boundless, unless Martha already did in some article or blog posting, Happy New Year. Woohoo! Hope you all are doing well. And for those of you that don't care about New Year's or don't celebrate it, whatever, we're going to wish you a Happy New Year anyway. So just get with the Roman calendar, y'all. Okay, well, we are going to have a great show because we always love having great shows, but especially as we kick off a new year. So later on, most of you in our audience are single, and we had someone write in and just say, hey, how can I best maximize my season of singleness? That seems like a very simple question. She said it in like one sentence, okay? But we have an answer from Candace that I think kind of fleshes that out a little bit and gives some great advice for how to really live intentionally now in the season, because for some, it will be longer than others. So depending on where your season is, good thoughts from Candace. All right, and for our culture segment, we are very excited to have Mary Hunt. She is just like a retirement, debt, and savings planning guru. So either you're going to be super depressed by this segment because you've done like basically nothing with your retirement, or you're going to be encouraged because you're going to grab the bull by the horns and get some stuff done. The good thing is she has some very attainable ideas for what you need to be doing right now, whether you are 20 or whether you're 40, to get your retirement a handle on it. Okay. So some of us have, you know, different areas that we have to grow in and stuff. So this is a great episode. And I'm not going to lie, she gets kind of sassy. Okay. And she says some things straight up. So you need to hear them. So hear them from her. But here we are for our roundtable, also getting sassy with three fun people. Very excited to have them here talking about working out. Do not even turn this podcast off when you just heard that. I don't even care. Some of you are running now. That's great. Some of you haven't run in 12 years or haven't done anything. And so we're going to inspire you to get active here in the new year with Katie, Aaron, and Brandon. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great to have you.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
You guys look so fit. And you're so colorful.
I know.
It's just great.
We try.
Good New Year colors. Exactly. Very celebratory. So that's exciting. Although, Katie, you're always bright.
She is.
You like to work in the bright
colors.
It's
an issue, actually. Wearing all my colors all at one time.
That's good. I do that with accessories sometimes. I'm like, you know what? If one necklace is great, wouldn't three be better?
Exactly.
So, I completely
that's my
agree.
Philosophy. So anyway, but here we are. We're going to talk about we're not going to get into like a lot of like food stuff here, people, because I will probably just burst into tears. So let's just start small with one aspect of getting healthy. And we're going to talk about working out and getting active. So the first thing that I want to hear from you guys is, what is it about working out? Because, you know, I'm sure we all have different seasons of like, I've worked out hardcore here I, you know, fell off the wagon, here I went 4 years and didn't do anything. What do you like about working out, and what really don't you like? I mean, let's keep it real here. What gets you going? What keeps you going with what you do? And then what is it, you know, that is kind of that constant mental challenge of, yeah, I could probably do other things with my life that wouldn't involve this?
Yeah, it kind of is a daily, I mean, even after working out consistently for years, you still sometimes have that daily battle of like, do I really want to go do this? It just doesn't sound like fun right now. And it is hard to motivate myself to always get up, go to the gym, get your clothes changed, and actually just do it. But what tends to motivate me is that feeling I get on the back end, which is why I enjoy doing what I do, is because you feel stronger and you stand a little straighter and you just feel better. You just feel a little more awake and a little more ready to go. And having seen results now after working out for a long period of time, then you're more motivated to say, okay, I need to make sure that we're staying on top of this. So the working out, not only does it release those good feeling endorphins and help you just relieve stress, but it also can help you maintain the goals you have and just feel fit and feel healthy.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm saying the obvious here, but I don't like working out because it takes time and it takes effort. Mm-hmm. And depending on the workout, obviously some take more effort than others, and then you're sore the next day and maybe you just want to go straight home after work and sit on the couch even though you've sat in your cube all day. But so those are things I don't like. And just like Katie mentioned, it's such an energy boost for me, which sounds counterintuitive, but even after I've had a long day, whether it's been stressful or good, or I'm in a bad mood, or even days that I don't feel well, if I go to the gym, get my workout in, whether it's a run or a class, I know based on the past that I'm going to feel better after I'm done. I'm going to be in a better mood. I'm going to be more energized for the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a stress release for me, especially running. I try to do that at least 3 or 4 times a week, usually work, especially as you get into the Christmas season, gets busy, life just gets pretty stressful. So for me, it helps just to be able to burn that off, I can also just kind of spend time praying and just my quiet time with God, where some people kind of need to have that stillness. I like to be active in that. I'm kind of in a season right now where actually doing the weight training part has been a little bit difficult. I get kind of stuck in the same routine every day. I'm working the same body part the same day every week. And so that's the mental challenge for me, is to identify that and be able to try to switch up what I'm doing so that I stay engaged with it.
Yeah. Okay. So talk a little bit about your journeys of getting here. I mean, have you guys always been into being active and always working out? Do you have a history of just being like, I'm totally into sports and I'm just so into this, you know, whatever. I mean, what does that look like for you guys?
Well, yeah, for me, I grew up playing sports in high school, even into middle school. Started off playing volleyball and then transitioned into basketball and some other things in high school, and then continued that in college a little bit. And so for me, just being on that team, having that accountability, that coach saying, no, you are going to run today and this is how you're going to do it. Like, I had that, that motivation was already there to do that. And so, and then actually transitioning out of college, of course, there's that moment when you're like, well, maybe I'll take a little break. And then you have to realize, okay, now it's on me to do this, and I have to motivate myself and find the time myself, because that coach isn't standing there saying run or do these drills or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I'm similar to Aaron, where I started playing softball in elementary school, added volleyball in middle school, played through high school, and then got to college and just kind of stopped doing anything. And it wasn't an intentional decision. It just was, there, like Aaron said, there wasn't the accountability there. And so despite having played sports all through high school, and despite now being 30, I'm in the best shape probably of my life, because I finally, more closer to the mid-20s, made a decision that this is not okay where I am anymore. And so like most of us, you gain the freshman 15, 20, 30, whatever it may be, then moved to Colorado, gained a few more pounds. And so one day was like, this has to stop. I have to get this under control or it's going to keep spiraling. And so I actually started working out, started eating healthier, and it was simply a matter of moving more and eating less and not doing a crazy diet, not doing a crazy exercise routine, but was able to lose 40 pounds. And so after taking a long time and really doing that and sticking to it, so now it's become more of a lifestyle, and it is something that I participate in more regularly. And yeah, there are still seasons where I'll work out harder or more consistently than other seasons. You know, when you travel, you're on the road, or like Brandon said earlier, the holidays get crazy. You have to give yourself that grace and know, okay, this couple months, it's been a little more sporadic, but let's get back into the routine at the new year, or when this season is done, or when whatever milestone you hit. Mm-hmm. So,
well, like Katie and Aaron, I have been active most of my life, played baseball up into high school, and then I actually switched to football. Wasn't as good, but my dad played, so I wanted to play. And so that's where I got my first taste of kind of the gym and working out. Then I transitioned into college. I didn't play any organized sports there, but did intramurals. Started working out with some roommates and got to the gym and realized, hey, there's some cute girls here. And so we kind of just kept going and, you know, wanted to show off, I guess, a little bit. But from there, it just kind of became a habit. We'd go after classes pretty much every day, play basketball, play flag football, play volleyball. And so as I did it more, it just became a part of my life and what I did, kind of part of the routine. And so that's really how I got, that was 10 years ago. So I've been pretty consistent since then to be doing something active, if not every day, but most days of the week. So.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So do you guys have, I mean, what do you do to counteract, you know, I'm sure none of us would sit here and say, oh yeah, we have nowhere else to go. You know, we have nothing else to gain. We can't be any more fit than we are or something. And I'm sure we all battle, you know, whether it's body image stuff or whether it's just, oh, I need to reach that next goal and I can't quite get to it. What do you guys have when you think of like what that next challenge is, or how you reconcile, you know, that some days you're not going to have a great workout, or some days it's just you have to pick up and, you know, try again?
I think for me, one of the things is, you know, like we said earlier, giving yourself that grace when things are slipping a little bit, or when it's the holidays, or when things are crazy, but trying to set realistic and measurable type goals. So when I was at my heaviest and my most out of shape, it was easy for me to think, okay, I'm just going to jump into this and I'm going to start running or doing something, some crazy workout, and I'm going to lose weight in the next 3 months. And you see crazy diets or crazy things, and you set these unrealistic goals for how quickly you're going to achieve things. And so being realistic to say, this is not going to happen overnight. I didn't get in this position overnight, so I'm not going to fix it overnight. So how do I set realistic and measurable goals? So at this point, it's not necessarily like I still need to lose a lot of weight. There are times when you go, okay, we're in that 5-pound range where we need to start making sure we're reining it in a little bit. But there are other times when you say, okay, can I push myself a little harder on the weights? Can I do, jump a little higher on these exercises? Can I hold this plank a little bit longer? Just trying to challenge yourself in some of the things you're already doing, but just pushing a little bit further rather than saying, I'm going to double my distance running all of a sudden, or I'm going to, spend 4 hours at the gym instead of one. I mean, just setting those realistic kind of measurable things help me stay motivated. I also love to do group fitness because there's something about having somebody next to you that helps motivate to say, okay, well, if the pregnant lady over there can do it, then surely I can lift this weight too. Or it just helps motivate me to push a little harder and to go a little faster, I guess.
Yeah. Which is cool. You and Aaron and I all do a class. Actually, Katie teaches it twice a week. I wasn't there this week. I'm so sorry.
we forgive you. This is your grace week, Lisa.
Yep. Exactly. Which is funny because my two big things are either I pick something that's unattainable and I'm working out way beyond my fitness level, or I do something and the minute, I'll go hardcore and be all or nothing. And then the minute I fall off the wagon, I'm like, well, I'll never be fit or I can never do that. So just forget it. And then I'm just back to sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. So I think we have to train our mind. That was good that you mentioned that into yes. the fact that, even if you fail one day, if you start up the next day, that's going to be better than where you were the day before. Right. So it's true.
Yeah, that was the big change for me because I had to realize that it was easy to try a quote unquote diet for a week, not lose anything and say, oh, see, I can't, it doesn't work for me. Or to work out for a week and be like, I didn't lose 10 pounds, so see, it doesn't work. And so you just give up. And so when you can switch your mentality to say, this takes time and it's okay for it to take time, then you see the results and you go, wow. Look at me. I'm losing weight, or I see definition, or my clothes fit better, or whatever it is.
And just to piggyback off of that, like, it definitely, no matter what your goal is, whether it's to lose weight or run an extra mile or whatever it is, lift heavier weights, I think you just have to have a realistic goal. And like Katie said, you have to have, well, at least for me, I know I need variety. So I'll run a couple times a week, but then I'll also do the classes at the gym or, play volleyball. I love to play volleyball, so I'll do that any chance I get. But just keeping the variety is really helpful for me. And then there are no quick fixes. We all know the diets and the schemes out there. And I know that eating healthy and working out is the only thing that works. And like Katie mentioned, you gain the weight over time, you have to lose it over time. And I think we just have to be realistic and realize that there's no quick fix.
Yeah. And those expectations as well, too. I think when a lot of people go in to start working out, they think, within that month time, they're going to be lifting X amount of weight, running X amount of miles. And what people tend to forget, and I am guilty of it, too, is that every day can be different. You can wake up one morning and have just a really solid run, just a really good workout session. And the next day, you might be getting sick or you might have not slept as well. And you hit the gym and you go, what happened? I feel weak now. And so I think that's what can discourage people, is that they have that off day and then they just get kind of overwhelmed by what they're having to do when, it's a lot of peaks and valleys. So, you'll plateau for a while when you're lifting where you won't increase the weight, but then, you throw in some muscle confusion, do some different types of exercises, then all of a sudden you start going back up and you're out of that valley. So it's setting those realistic goals, having the expectation be that it's not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. Again, it takes time, that your body is different than the person next to you on the treadmill or on the bench next to you. They have a different metabolism. Just everything is different about them, and you can't compare yourself mm-hmm. to what they look like and to try to attain that image, because it's completely, you're a unique creation of God, and he's created you that way for that specific reason.
Yeah. So. I feel like there's this humility almost that has to come with it, because if you don't walk in, similar to if you don't walk into church humble before the Lord, you don't get what the Lord intends for you. If you walk into the gym with this attitude of like, look, I'm going to do this, you'll be shot down probably pretty quickly. But if you can say, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing here, just ask somebody on the treadmill next to you, hey, am I doing this right? Or on the machine next to you, is this look like I'm, people are willing to help. People are willing to help coach and teach. And so just if you walk in and say, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I know I need to do something. Or to walk into a class, say, I've never done this, I'm going to try as hard as I can. And I'm not going to look like the person next to me, but that's okay, because this is me, this is where I'm at right now. And I'm going to continue to push myself, but I'm going to start and recognize where I am.
Yeah. I mean, I think expectations are so key. So I'd like to talk a little bit about just tips and tactics for people, for things that work for you, like just ways to make this attainable, ways to make it work. I mean, I think of when I started running, the only reason I started running is because I knew that I could probably throw on a pair of shoes and go out my door more consistently than I could go to a gym, which is why I love doing our class here, because I know I can do that, you know, during lunch, and I, you know, it's going to work out. So, but it was funny because I started out and I said, okay, well, you know, the other thing that helped me was signing up for a 5K. So I signed up for a 5K, and then I had the date on my calendar, and I knew that somehow I was going to get across that line, and I just didn't want to look really stupid. And so I was like, okay, I can look moderately stupid, but not really stupid. So I trained for that. And then after I did that, I decided to train for a 10K with a friend. And so we did that. And it's funny because even though I ran, you know, four or five times a week or whatever, training for that. Even though I ran that thing, I did well, I finished, I ran the whole thing, I was not running with the super fast runners, people. I was not, it's not like I'm going to become, some people are going to be that. I was with the people who were in costume, okay? The fun runners just running along, you know, whatever. And so I think that's something I had to have in my head. So for me, to read Runner's World or Fitness Magazine is not helpful to me. Those stories do not resonate with me. I don't know those people. I don't have their stories. I don't care what they're doing because I cannot replicate it. But what are some good examples, you guys, of just things that are like, this works for me, this is something that helped me, something that helped me just tweak my routine or whatever?
Well, just like our class here at Focus, I mean, having someone to work out with is huge. Even in our department, I feel like we give a little bit of positive peer pressure to those who maybe come to class once in a while but aren't consistent. And I think that that really works to get them to come to class, or at least to think about it. And even with running, if you go out and run with a partner, it's so much better, whether you're having a conversation or not, just having that accountability and then that person to do it with, I think is huge.
Yeah, when I know my friend is meeting me at the gym, even if she doesn't show up, and I'm already there, I'm going to stay, even if she hasn't come. But just knowing that she's going to be there, which is actually a nice thing, too. I've made friends with some of the instructors at the gym, so I know they're going to be there. And so even on a chance when they had to get a sub, I at least think I'm working out with a friend, and so it motivates me to go. But on that same end, I've also made it a point to build my workouts into my schedule. So every Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 1, it is blocked for lunchtime workout class. And unless I'm traveling or out of town, nothing really takes that place. Now, granted, I'm the instructor, so it's harder for me to just skip. But at the same time, when things come up, I say, is there any way we can move this? Because that time is specifically allotted to my workout. And after work, I've got time set aside. So if friends say, hey, you want to do dinner or hang out or see a movie? I'll say, sure, I'm free after 6:30. That way it gives me time to get to the gym and get a workout in. So building those things into my calendar have really helped. In addition to removing the things that would detract me from meeting those goals. So I know for me, if I go home after work, there is no way I'm going back to the gym. If I went, I mean, even though I just had to run home and change, it's probably not going to happen. There's just something else that's going to distract me. So I pack my bag the night before and it's ready to go. So I just have to, I can leave work, go straight to the gym. It's on my way home and I don't have to think about, do I stop? Do I not? Do I go back out? It's just, it's part of the schedule and it's part of the routine. I know friends that put their tennis shoes on first thing in the morning, so when they get out of their car at work, they can walk a lap around the building before they even start their day. But if you have to think, should I change my shoes or not, it just, there's just that second where it allows you to make a different choice. And so if you just kind of preempt those things, it'll set you up for success more often.
Yeah, those are great suggestions. Having someone to work out with, definitely, and then building it into your schedule. And I think also is actually when you're going to go to the gym or you're going to run is to set some type of goal that you're going to try to attain. I know when you go to the gym without really any idea of what you're going to do, I find, you know, if you get there and it's busy or you're just not quite sure what kind of order to go in, that's when people get kind of bored or discouraged and they'll leave. So if you can be intentional about kind of laying out even the night before, okay, today I'm going to work my legs, and kind of go over in your mind what exercises you're actually going to do, or when you're running, say I want to do my 2 or 3 miles, that'll help you to kind of really reach that goal. It's kind of, once you hit that, you go, yeah, you know, actually I did that, instead of just being lost, mm-hmm. going in and saying, what do I do? You know, there's all these people, I'm intimidated, and you kind of leave. So I think those would be the three biggest things for me, is to have that friend, make time, and set at least some type of goal.
Yeah, that's good. I know for me too, one of the big things that helps me is gaining a skill as well. Like mm-hmm. if I do something, which I do, you know, I do the running just because that's fast and I can do it. But I've had real success with doing a class. Like one time I took a hip hop class because I just thought that would be so cool if I could actually say that I knew a few hip hop moves. So I took that and it just was so much fun, you know, and each week I would try to, like, you know, remember my routine, like a longer routine and stuff like that. And so it kind of challenges me.
Yeah, that kind of group fitness stuff is what I love too, because it's really hard for me. Not even just mentally, but just on my body, it's hard for me to run. I just have never been good at it. My joints don't like it. It's just a kind of a bad scene for me. But I found that group fitness, which is, I think is one of the other keys to all of this, is finding the thing that you enjoy. And so many gyms now do have dance classes or Zumba classes or step classes or Pilates. And I mean, there's just a whole, there's a whole range of stuff. So finding the things that you enjoy doing will help motivate you too to go, because you find that, hey, look, I'm getting really good at doing this, or I'm learning this routine, or I can, you find that confidence in being able to do a new thing. Like one of the classes I love is body combat, which is kind of a, it's a non-contact mixed martial arts. And it's really fun because you do leave and you feel really powerful. And you kind of feel like if somebody came at me in an alley, I got this. Now, I like, you wouldn't want to test it, but you kind of feel like I can do something now. Like you, they're just, like you said, you gain that kind of skill and that confidence with whatever class you're going to, that it just, it feels good.
Yeah. And it's like the fastest hour that you've ever worked out. Like all of a sudden it's been an hour and you're a little more sweaty, but
but you've had fun, you've enjoyed it, so, and it's not felt like this laborious sitting on a treadmill or
watching
something.
The miles time tick away.
And that is so good to think of, you know, what are you doing that makes the time go by fast? And for some it's like going and grabbing a bunch of guys and playing basketball, you know, a team sport is really fun, or volleyball, or for some it is just checking out and putting in a good run and being able to download from the whole day. And for some, it's more of a mental challenge. And so I think that's good. So many different options. And for some of us, like me personally, I like doing several different types of things throughout the week so that I know that, you know, oh, okay, this day is this and this day is that. And it makes it kind of fun and different. And I'm kind of like, okay, what's happening this day? So that's cool. But well, great thoughts, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing some great tips. Hopefully all of you out there as we head into the new year are going to be inspired to do something. And again, just from my own experience, do not go and say, I'm going to do 2 or 3 hours today. That is what like Gwyneth Paltrow can do. And you are not Gwyneth Paltrow,
because this is not.
They pay for that. And then they also don't eat. And that's why they just have hospitalizations. Okay. Anyway, we are not them. We don't have that luxury. So just do what you can and have fun doing it, and know that you will feel better as a result. So thanks all of you for weighing in on
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.